Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be with you.
And so tell us what's showing up on your radar for our first conversation in 2017.
Well, one of the things that we've been looking at recently is the push by the Machinists Union to organize a labor union at Boeing South Carolina. This comes up from time to time, and the discussion about it has been ongoing since Boeing bought into North Charleston. You know, generally, you can tell when it's about to happen because radio ads on both sides begin to appear along with billboards. We do have several unions operating in South Carolina, most notably the International Longshoremen's Association, which is the dock workers. But the push and pull between Boeing and the machinists, a little unlike most unionization campaigns you see in the Palmetto State, in that it's very public and very vocal, and it really is a bit of a political campaign. The machinists have an office on Dorchester Road right down from Boeing, South Carolina, and they have said that they have enough signature cards to hold a vote on whether to put Boeing, South Carolina operations under a collective bargaining agreement. Neither side has really been silent about their wishes. Boeing has said they could make decisions faster and respond to the needs of workers and even solve problems involved in building a complex aircraft like the 787 by talking and working directly with employees. And Boeing says that a union contract would kind of end that flexibility that they need. The union, on the other hand, asserts that employees in North Charleston are sort of being taken advantage of by making lower wages than their counterparts in the state of Washington and other locations around the country. We were able to get the union to talk to us, and we were able to talk to one of the workers who wants to see the plant unionized. And he said he wants to earn more money, consistent work hours, and less overtime. And then talking to the union, the IAM said that dues for a union member in South Carolina would come to about $800 a year per employee. But because South Carolina is a right-to-work state, even if the plant is unionized, employees don't have to join the union, they don't have to pay dues, and they would still be covered under the collective bargaining agreement. You know, we also looked at unionization rates in South Carolina. South Carolina has traditionally had one of the lowest union rates, even among right-to-work states. And to give you an example, the National Labor Relations Board says South Carolina is the lowest in the U.S. right now at 2.1%, which is down even from a year ago when it was 2.2%. Right now, we're looking at mid-February is when we think that there may be a vote on whether to unionize at Boeing, South Carolina.
And I'm sure that Boeing has made a statement regarding these points brought up by the one worker that you interviewed?
Yes. What they've said is that their rates of pay are very competitive with the market, and that, you know, they will often point to, and other experts will too, that, you know, the cost of living in South Carolina is lower and that they can respond quicker to the needs of workers if they don't have a union in between them. You know, Boeing has been undergoing many changes. We've just had the fourth quarter earnings report, and the 787 is a very profitable aircraft. It's finally gotten rid of some of its deferred costs, and so it's making a lot of money for Boeing. And Boeing is doing some cost cutting, including some voluntary layoffs. And I think that's gotten some workers unsure, and that may make a difference in the vote. Don't really know how this is going to go. Last year, the IAM tried to vote in April 2015, actually, and they pulled back at the last minute. And so they did not actually hold that vote. So it's a wait and see right now.
And how does that business calendar look?
Well, the things that we're looking at right now, just to start the year off, is the Palmetto Forum's World Affairs Luncheon is going to be at the Palmetto Club in Columbia on February 1st. And one of the most interesting things is going to be the week of February 5th through the 11th. It's the talented 10th week, and they're going to be looking at millennials in America. There's a whole slate of events at venues across the Midlands. And then in the upstate, GSA Business Report, in conjunction with South Carolina Auto Week, is having a panel discussion on transformation of the auto industry, and that's going to be at the Hilton Greenville on Orchard Park Drive on February 16th.
And people can find more at your web pages, correct?
Absolutely. That's correct.
Andy, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Andy Owens is managing editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News Magazine. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.